This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1711. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 6th, Algeria, Armenia, Brazil, Burma, Canada, China, Cuba, Czechia, East Turkestan, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, France, India, International Vacuum, Korea North, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, Mongolia, North America, Russia, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Thailand, Ukraine, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Daylight shifting time is already upon us. This year, starting almost as early as it ever can in North America, under current regulations, Sunday, March 9th. That means all our shortwave outlets will start broadcasting World of Radio and other programming one UT hour earlier. At least that's our assumption, according to the usual practice, yet to see any final schedule. So I'm going to mention now the presumed new times for World of Radio starting March 9th. On Area 51 via WBCQ 5110 UT Monday at 0300. On WRMI 9955 UT Thursday at 0330 and 1230. UT Tuesday at 1100 and Wednesday at 1300. On WTWW, Thursdays at 2101 on 9475, and UT Sundays at 0401 on 5830, and the other WTWW service on 5085, which has been UT Sundays at midnight 30, will then be Saturdays at 2330 UT on 9930. On WWRB, varying around 0330 UT Friday on 3195. This is the beginning of two sesquiweeks of confusion around the world, since summertime does not start in Europe until March 30th, and nor does the official A14 broadcasting season, when major frequency and schedule changes are made. So, at least until then, we'll continue on Hamburger Local Radio Wednesdays and Saturdays at 0730 and 1530 UT on 7265. The full schedule, including a number of webcasts and domestic stations, which also, for the most part, make a one-hour shift, can be found at worldofradio.com. And there are other stations who are not waiting until the end of March to make some frequency changes or schedule changes. One of those is Radio TV Algérienne, as transmitted via France. Already at the beginning of March, they've made some changes. The 06 to 07 UT hour I'm now hearing on 7295, in addition to the 05 to 06 hour. That apparently replaces 5865, which had been in use, as noted by Ivo Ivanov. He also noted an unscheduled transmission of the Voice of Armenia in Greek, March 5th at 1615 to 1630 on 4810, putting a strong signal into Bulgaria. On UT February 26th, 27th, and 28th only, I was hearing a light heterodyne on the low side of Radio Havana's English frequency 6000 kHz, all during our evenings, from 01 past 0600 UT. I believe that was a test of a new transmitter in Brazil, which was going to be moved to 5990 for DRM tests, previously publicized but with low power. Art Delabere in Maryland was also hearing this and measured the frequency on 5999.59, but it's not been heard since those three nights, so it may have already moved to 5990. Back on the 28th, however, around 0100, I was hearing a time check in Brazilian time and an ID as Nacional Informa, and it was apparently parallel as some other listeners in Brazil have noted, to 6180, the Amazon service. Last week I mentioned that Rádio Aparecida in Brazil was on almost exactly the same frequency, even though it's off-channel, as Rádio Santa Cruz in Bolivia, around 6134.8, making a low rumbling heterodyne, meaning they're within a few hertz of each other, around 01 to 02 UT, also heard by Ron Howard in California, who says they're exactly on the same frequency. And I figured this collision would be even worse in South America. However, on the Condish list, Claudio Galas in Chile says the interference from Aparecida was almost imperceptible most of the time against Radio Santa Cruz, which had a very strong and almost clear signal. That was on March 4th in the morning, however, at 10:21 UT. And about the NID I mentioned last week on 12450, a very weak broadcast at 1430 UT, which I thought might be the second harmonic of Democratic Voice of Burma via Tajikistan on 6225. I was never able to confirm that positively, but it appears there will be no further chances for that, since Wolfgang Büschel and Ivo Ivanov say since March 3rd they changed the frequency for that broadcast at 1430 to 1530 to the summer one, 11560. We can only hope that a harmonic of that might radiate and propagate on 23120. Mike Terry and Artie Bigley sent a story from CTV News Atlantic, February 27th. Sackville, New Brunswick residents to lose landmark radio transmission towers. The skyline at the border between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick is losing some of its height. The international radio transmission towers that have been a fixture on the Tantramar Marsh for decades are being demolished, a lost landmark to people who live in the area. Well, the story goes on about the demise of Radio Canada International, but the angle here is missing seeing the towers rather than missing hearing what they used to be able to broadcast, not only RCI. The teardown is expected, however, to take a few months. Oncoming springtime propagation means we can hear CNR1 jammers, formerly mostly Fire Drake music, better and better in our mornings here on the higher bands. In early March, on most days when I check between 14 and 15 UT, I'm hearing several of them between 13 and 19 megahertz, yes, even up to 18970, logged at 1441 UT, March 4th. On Sunday, March 7th, Wolfgang Büschel and I found the Esperanto service from Radio Havana, Cuba at 0700 UT on an extra frequency, 6100, in addition to 6000 kilohertz, the one that's scheduled. It was probably just another of their many mistakes. Dino Bloise sends a story from the New Herald of Miami in Spanish that Uber Matos has died. He was the founder of La Voz del Cid in 1981, which went on to be quite a clandestine radio service for a number of years. The obituary says about him, he was a former revolutionary commander who later broke with Fidel and had to spend 20 years in prison before going into exile. He died on February 27th at the age of 95 from a massive heart attack, according to a long communique put out by his family shortly afterwards. The death of Uber Matos closes one of the most important chapters in the history of Cuba. We went on to reminisce about some of the transmissions of La Voz del Cid. At its height, there were several substations, apparently each in a different Latin American country, in Central America, the Caribbean, or even, I think, Venezuela. And each had its own subtitle, such as Radio Camilo Cienfuegos or Radio Antonio Maceo, who were other revolutionary heroes who apparently broke with Fidel. One of the transmitters used by La Voz del Cid was that of Radio Clarín in the Dominican Republic, which broadcast overtly on 11700, and of course that very transmitter went on to become WRMI in Hialeah, which was just retired at the end of November when WRMI moved to Okeechobee. And guess what? Although it does not appear on WRMI's schedules yet, Jeff White says La Voz del Cid went back on shortwave a little over a month ago, UT Sundays at 0300 to 0330, on WRMI 9955, the program done by his son, Uber Matos Jr., and including commentaries recorded by the original Uber Matos. Following up another item from last week about the long-wave transmitter in Czechia, 270 kHz, not closing down as had been planned. Yes, it has remained on the air, but there's been a bit of a change. It's no longer the superpower transmitter, but only 50 kilowatts, says Kai Ludwig. He thinks that it's just there to hold the frequency as a channel marker to avoid the Czech Republic from losing the frequency, by design to be of very little real use. Its coverage area is much reduced, not even all of the Czech Republic, and no longer over much of Germany and the rest of Europe. Under the heading Equatorial Guinea None, Fritz Prentice in Arkansas sends us a story from AP, Dateline Texarkana via KATV News. More than $500 megadollars awarded to Alamo abuse victims. Dateline February 27th, a circuit judge has awarded more than $500 million in damages to seven women who were physically and sexually abused by Tony Alamo when they belonged to the Evangelist Ministry. The Texarkana Gazette reports that Miller County Circuit Judge Kirk Johnson entered a default judgment against 21st Century Holiness Tabernacle Church, an arm of Alamo Ministries, after it failed to respond to the civil suit. Johnson awarded the women a total of $525 million. Alamo is serving a 175-year prison sentence on sex-related convictions. The victims in the civil case are among the victims from Alamo's criminal case. So I wonder, is anyone still hearing Tony Alamo on the Radio Africa Network via WRMI 17790 or 15190? I've not run across him lately, but I hardly monitor its entire output. And further speaking of WRMI, March 1st at 0259 UT, on 5950, I was hearing an apparent interval signal, a repetitive fiddle tune. It was more melodic than your usual Horn of Africa music, only a poor signal, but presumed to be Voice of Tigray Revolution signing on from Ethiopia. I suggest you enjoy this while you can, as WRMI has registered that frequency for 24-hour usage in the A14 season. Unlikely to use all of it, but most likely it will be on in our evenings, like it was from WYFR and Radio Taiwan International. And at the very same time, or a couple of minutes earlier, on 6110, we were hearing another Ethiopian station, Radio Fana, with its chime interval signal. And the opening ID, although not in English, mentioned the name of the company in English, Fana Broadcasting Corporation. Regarding that once-a-year broadcast from Radio Imrang in the North Frisian Islands of Germany on 15215, which was February 21st only at 16 to 1658 UT, the transmitter site was originally reported as, or assumed to be, Nauen, Germany. However, QSL's coming out have said the site was instead Issoudun, France, according to Christian Gibodo in France, via Dario Monferini, and according to Bruce Portzer in Washington State. The thing is, both Issoudun and Nauen are operated by the same company, MBR, and they can move transmissions back and forth as is convenient. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1711. Our website presents a lot more information without advertising, worldofradio.com. You'll find DX Listening Digests available there, including the latest issue upon which this edition is based, number 14-10. Our thanks this week for financial support from Moises J. Coriocchia of New York City, but formerly Peru, sent along a very nice letter describing how he's been listening to us since our days in Spanish on Radio Nederland. Moises sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. From the propaganda of the DRM Consortium, you would think that DRM is a done deal in India, soon to replace analog broadcasting, at least on medium wave and also shortwave. However, here's a contrary opinion from a very important person. Thanks to Joe Jacob for finding this story from IANS and putting it on the DX India group. Regional radio channels will soon be on FM, according to the CEO of India's public broadcaster, Prasar Bharati. His name is Jawar Sirkar. He says, you'll soon be able to catch your favorite regional radio programs on FM with maximizing existing technology and junking of the mindless and silly plan of introducing digital radio. That's what he is quoted as saying. Plans are afoot to place FM towers parallel to medium wave to achieve simulcast. However, this is not good news for shortwave because he also says funds for this venture will come from leasing out the 50-odd centers where shortwave receiving transmitters stand, closing down DRM and putting the money into FM. And then there's satellite, which, as a matter of fact, is another way to hear World of Radio, as Brock Whaley in County Limerick, Ireland, reminds us. He says, as much as I still enjoy over-the-air DX and program reception, it's nice to have this with local FM-like audio quality. Now appointment listening, Saturdays at 1000 UT on WRN Europe Astra 2, 12.581 gigahertz vertical. Crystal clear and noise-free Glen, with no digital artifacts, heard on a Walker HDTV with built-in satellite receiver and a small dish. Ivo Ivanov has scheduled changes for a couple of clandestines to North Korea. Radio Free North Korea at 1530 to 1630 via Tajikistan has moved from 6275 to 6295. While North Korea Reform Radio has dropped its broadcast via Tajikistan 9380 at 13 to 15, at least no signal heard for a few days, but is still heard via Tashkent, Uzbekistan at 14 to 16 on 7590. Simon Bevan in the UK reports hearing Radio Kuwait on 31030 kHz, the second harmonic of 15515, around 0853 UT, February 27th. In fact, it was very strong on the harmonic, much better than on the fundamental. And it was also reported the same date, time not given, but maybe about the same, 31030, February 27th. Radio Kuwait, heard by Paul on the Sussex coast, on the VHF Skip Yahoo group via Tim Bucknell in the harmonics group. Last week, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria reported that Kyrgyz National Radio was on an off-frequency 4821.0. That was February 20th at 0150, but a later report from him via Rusty X of the same station, February 26th, at 18 past 19 hours, put it on 4820.4. A speech by the President of the Republic, perhaps, in the local language being translated into Russian. And another log of this on a split frequency, 4820.53, says Acker Peterson in Denmark, February 22nd at midnight 20. This frequency replacing 4795, but still too close to Tibet. Ron Howard in California corrects my earlier report of an English newscast, surprisingly from Malaysia, 11665 at 14 UT. It seems I was hearing YFM Malaysia before 1400, but he says news on the hour in English on the same frequency is actually Shucks, China Radio International via East Turkestan. Last week we talked about how Voice of Mongolia could be heard on shortwave, if not too reliably. But here's another alternative for hearing that country. Radio Free Asia has a secret relay via Ulaanbaatar in Tibetan at 01-03 UT on 17730. We were hearing the Chinese jamming against that and maybe some of RFA itself, March 4th at 0118. It's really a secret only as far as RFA is concerned, refusing to acknowledge that transmitter site, although it's listed in the AOKI list and even the World Radio TV Handbook as such. Yet another way to QSL Voice of Mongolia, not really. It seems that a North American pirate has been acquiring the audio file of VOM English broadcasts and putting it on the pirate band. Dave Hughes in Kansas City was hearing it March 1st at 0330 UT on 6948.1 in the AM mode. And there were a number of other reports of it on the HF Underground Pirate Board. Since it is on the pirate band, the frequency may change. Joe Robinson, Ontario, reported to ODXA that he heard it on 6924.6 at 0150 UT, playing the February 20th broadcast on February 27th. You've been listening to the Voice of Mongolia relay service until it signed off at 0209. I seriously doubt that VOM has anything to do with this, but the pirate even issues a QSL with a design from Voice of Mongolia. Ron Howard in California has kept logging the radio station YHWH, or Yahweh Religious Pirate. It's on a different frequency just about every night, but not always. One very strange one was inside the ham band, 7125 LSB. That was March 3rd until 0332. During a week-long period, he also found them at various times between 0120 and 0330 on 5785, 5730, 5770. On the other frequencies, it's normally in AM rather than SSB. Radio Taiwan International has resumed relays via Okeechobee, as tested earlier, but unfortunately only in Spanish. Jeff White mentioned this on Wavescan, and Gamma Rave also saw a notice about it on the RTI website, reporting to bclnews.it. It started March 1st. It's at 03 to 04 UT for Central America on 7730. I tried to hear it, but was barely audible, so it must be on a very unfavorable antenna for us. And it appears they're not interested in broadcasting in English. It so happens that 7730 will also be used for the special 5th anniversary broadcast of PCJ Radio International. As we mentioned last week, it's March 12th to North America at 0130 to 0230, according to Keith Perrone. And another broadcast will be at 1330 to 1430 on 9335. I suppose that's Sri Lanka again. And to Europe on 15455, site unknown for that one. Alan Pennington adds a fourth frequency, or a third one for Europe, will be 5995. Thanks to the F2 MUF going up into the low VHF band, Tim Bucknell in UK reports another broadcast harmonic. This one was on 34935 at 1002 UT on March 2nd, the VOA in Chinese via Thailand, third harmonic of 11645. For obvious reasons, our monitors in Europe have been paying close attention to broadcasts in and around Ukraine. Chris Greenway says Vesti FM, a Russian national news network, is now being relayed on three medium wave frequencies for listeners in Ukraine. But these transmitters are outside Ukraine, 1089 from Krasnodar, 1215 from Kaliningrad, and 1413 from Moldova, well-known high-power medium-wave outlets formerly used by the Voice of Russia. Ukrainian frequencies, in particular to monitor, are 549 kilohertz and 972 high-powered. It was reported carrying a parliamentary debate, but it was not on the air all the time, and its transmitting location was unclear. Tudor Vidiano in Romania tried to get a fix on 972, approximately 76 degrees from his location. Definitely not Lviv and probably not Kiev either. About 972, Alexander Jadischov in Ukraine quotes Alexander Yegorov in Kiev that it was used with a 250 kilowatt transmitter, but now another transmitter of 500 kilowatt has been put on that frequency between 04 and 22 UT. The listed location was Mykolaiv, also referred to as Luch. And on March 5th, David Koenig in England says, for the past few days, I've been keeping an ear and an eye on the live streams of Radio Krim and TV Krim, that is Crimea, accessed via their website at tv.crimea.ua. However, this morning I find the website unavailable, saying it's under construction, apologizing for inconvenience, and asking for a username and password. Dmitry Medzin in Kazan, Russia replies, I prefer to watch the Crimean ATR channel, the alternative to RT propaganda. It's www.atr.ua/live. It's a trilingual channel in Crimean Tatar, Ukrainian, and Russian, which he says by chance I can understand more or less all three. W0WOI sends a Guardian story from February 19th. You may want to read in its entirety. BBC World Service to cut back shortwave transmissions, reducing its shortwave profile next year, diverting a projected saving of more than $25 million to fund television and digital services. WV transmitters were out of whack again, both 5 and 10 megahertz overnight on March 5th, from before 06 UT until before 14 UT, reported by Steve Luce and Steve Ponder in Texas, and also heard by yours truly. Apparently this didn't get fixed until the day shift came in. Ben Cobb informs us that the Broadcasting Board of Governors has a special committee on the future of shortwave broadcasting, asking for public input by email, deadline March 14th. Send it to shortwavecommittee@bbg.gov. On March 3rd, WRMI activated two new frequencies in parallel for a new service, True News, without the first E, from Vero Beach, Florida, a show which is already on WHRI and WWCR. It starts at 23 UT and apparently runs all night. That show repeats at 0200 with other things in between. The trouble is, there's radio teletype on 7455. Our best wishes to Marie Lamb, who says this week will be the final edition of DXing with Cumbre. If you need any components or even a shortwave radio, better hurry up. News broke on March 4th that Radio Shack will be closing 1,100 more stores. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC, is no higher than only 8 and 3 on March 9th and 10th. Solar flux dropping from 155 March 6th to 130 on the 15th to 17th, and back up to 160 March 25th to 27th. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 1711.